Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Rabbi Jacob Fine of Congregation B'nai Israel in Northampton. Why? Is there a rabbi here talking about food and the local agriculture movement? Well, why don't you explain, Rabbi?
One of my jobs over at Congregation B'nai Israel is I'm the director of Abundance Farm, which is a food justice farm and outdoor classroom that's a partnership between the three organizations that are on the campus there on Prospect, the Congregation B'nai Israel, Lander Grinspoon Academy, which is a Jewish elementary day school, and the Northampton Survival Center.
And it makes perfect sense because part of the mission of this farm is to feed the people that need to be fed, right?
Yeah, there's kind of a three-part mission. One part is the service dimension, the food justice dimension, where everything that we grow on the farm is available for free to anyone. The primary intended audience is clients of the Survival Center. The synagogue bought the land from the city about 15 years ago. Something that I only learned once we'd kind of getting started a bit with the project, remarkably, is that for roughly 150 years, roughly 1800 to 1950, this same site was the place of the Northampton almshouse, the poorhouse. Even yet more extraordinary, the 22-acre Barrett Street Marsh, just on the other side of the bike path, was the alms farm, the poor farm. Now, with Picture of Abundance Farm, this land, 150 years, 200 years later, over 200 years later, has come full circle. So it's pretty cool. Part of the motivation for this, if you look at the Torah, in an agrarian economy, in a pre-cash economy, the whole kind of social system to try to establish some fairness, equity, and the concern to take care of people in particular who are vulnerable was through land, embedded in agricultural laws. We're able to kind of reenact in spirit and practice some of those on the farm. Some folks may be familiar with the idea of, say, leaving the corners of your fields for gleaning.
Right. That comes straight out of the Bible,
too. It comes out of the Bible. And there's many other agricultural laws that would require the biblical farmer to make available certain portions of their produce for other people in need who are landless or otherwise in need. To me, the profound message of the Torah in this regard is that produce is not charity. It's not something that the farmer owns and gives away. Which charity is a beautiful thing. It comes from the Latin caritas, caring, that you're giving something that's yours out of a place of love. But the Torah would assert that it's actually not yours.
Yeah.
That it's actually God's, and that in this case, the people in need take it. So that's the distinction that we're trying to relate to our land as stewards, but not as owners, and working with the Survival Center to try to get to a place where clients of the Survival Center don't experience harvesting the food themselves, which everything is through a pick-your-own model, as charity, but as they're part of the farm.
Mm. So when it had started 3 years ago, mm-hmm. Rabbi, you were saying to me that the original way was that first year, volunteers or you or in the farmer would harvest and bring it over to the Survival Center, which unfortunately is 1,000 feet away.
Yeah, that's a long
so it's
walk.
Not quite local. But you moved to the pick your own. So could you just quickly share that transition
sure.
of going from
So harvest- I have Tori Field, who many folks know, who was our farm manager for the first two seasons. Together, she and I were thinking about how could we have a greater impact. The amount of food we're able to grow on 1 acre is very small, proportional
right.
to the Survival Center, I think 750,000 pounds of food that they distribute annually. So how could we have the deepest impact? And something that occurred to us, I think it was Tori's idea, was what if we experiment with the idea of moving to a pick-your-own model that would allow interested Survival Center clients to be involved more in the life of the farm and hopefully get more out of simply the physical nourishment of the food. But anyone who gardens, or many people who garden, also take tremendous satisfaction for being involved in the process of growing and harvesting their own food. We said, well, it's worth a shot. It's a totally different model. Folks are used to coming to the Survival Center, getting their food and leaving. We experimented last season. It was more successful than we had imagined. Every week there were more people. And this season it's just blown up. We've twice a week pick your own. Each time 30 to 40 families, we've had, you know, over 300 people come out. It's been extraordinary. So we haven't harvested anything ourselves. It's all been pick your own.
That's amazing. Speaking with Rabbi Jacob Fine of Congregation B'nai Israel, who also oversee Abundance Farm that has this sort of collaboration with Lander Grinspoon, with the Survival Center and the congregation. What has Abundance Farm meant to your congregants?
We have an incredibly active, we call it Tikkun Olam Committee, a social justice committee. And
explain what that means in English.
Well, Tikkun Olam literally means fixing the world. And this is a committee made of folks who are real activists. And one of the areas of focus for this committee is food justice. So one of the things it's allowed us to do is given us a tangible, meaningful way to try to put some of our values into practice. And a whole other aspect of this project is it's an outdoor classroom. We have three schools on our campus. We're really working deliberately to integrate the farm into the curricular life of our campus. And by virtue of having the farm there on site, whereas many schools will make a visit to a farm once or twice, the students can, this can be part of their daily life.
Mm-hmm.
It's allowing us to, what I would say is, recontextualize our experience of Jewish life and tradition back into the natural rhythms and land from which the tradition emerged.
Right.
This is, as all indigenous traditions are, a land-based tradition. And a lot of that's been lost for our people by virtue of all kinds of social and historical forces over a very long time. But all our calendar cycle, it's an agricultural calendar. So it's allowing us through our ritual celebration, through our prayer, through our celebration of holidays, to kind of reconnect with the earth-based dimension, which is very rich.
Rabbi Jacob Fine from Congregation B'nai Israel and Abundance Farm, and Phil Corman from CISA, which I should also mention, both the rabbi and CISA and the radio station are all also part of the Food Banks Task Force to End Hunger, which is working with a bunch of community partners up and down the valley to work towards Tikkun Olam and Pikuach Nefesh and all those other great things that Judaism stands for.
And what I love about this Task Force to End Hunger, Andrew Morehouse and the folks who are convening this are saying that the goal is to make ourselves irrelevant. He says we can't food bank our way out of this problem. And in the meantime, we better still have a food bank.
That's right. Rabbi Jacob Fine from Congregation B'nai Israel and Abundance Farm, Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.